The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk
with Kia.
Now, as we mentioned there a few moments ago, the critical infrastructure bill is to go through the Dáil this evening, which under this bill will see the government designate specific projects that are in the national or public interest as critical infrastructure and therefore fast track their delivery. And Tom Phillips, Managing Director of Tom Phillips and Associates and Adjunct Associate Professor of Town Planning in UCD, joins us now. Tom, this bill is going forward into the next steps. Are you a supporter?
Good evening, Ciara. Yes, I'm a great supporter of it. I think it's really worthwhile and it's a really useful piece of legislation and one that was flagged for a number of years as being one of the big issues that were great in this country at designating developments but very bad at delivering. And it's actually joining the dots between those two various, very obvious points. And it's also, it came out in the critical, accelerated report that was done before Christmas saying that this was a critical piece of legislation that's required. So it's not kind of making things simpler, it's just making things more efficient.
Okay. There have been some criticisms of the bill, both that it goes too far and that it doesn't go far enough. Let's take the latter for a start. Sinn Féin has said it doesn't go far enough, that housing should be designated as critical infrastructure, that healthcare settings like hospitals should be designated as critical infrastructure just routinely. What's your view on that?
I disagree because I think it's very clear the accelerated report came up before Christmas and the Act itself focuses on three things: water, electricity and transport. And it talks about those things being the enabling bit of infrastructure and everything else is dependent. So it's full of includes. It's not a very strict bill that says, OK, infrastructure equals X, Y and Z and A, B and C. It actually says it includes. And so it defines it down to three generic issues: water, electricity and transport. And that covers houses, it covers hospitals, it covers ports, airports, it covers everything. It's an inclusive bill.
Okay, so
fundamentally, I'm making it simplified and saying, oh, well, it should. Why did it mention X, Y, and Z?
Okay.
Like, that's a kind of a, that's not right.
The other criticism is that it goes too far, that local concerns will now be trumped by national concerns. Is there a worry on that front?
No, I looked at it from the point of view, because as a planner, it doesn't actually override the planning system at all. It actually parallels it. It doesn't say this is right. It just says that decisions on certain forms of infrastructure should happen quicker. And anybody who's looking at the harbour in Galway or Ring Road around Galway or other developments that have happened, taken years and years and years and years, would get great comfort from this and say, so it's not one bit does it actually say that we're going to change.
So for people who aren't,
it just says make it happen faster.
Yeah, so people who aren't familiar with it, it's not sort of saying we will totally shelve your concerns. It's saying we are saying this is critical infrastructure and therefore this goes to the top of the queue for being green light. So it's about speed rather than taking away any kind of regulatory features.
Correct. Well, if you take your medical background, Ciara, and say that if you had patients and someone had a cold and someone fell off a motorbike, would you get the person with the cold first? No, you get the person who fell off the motorbike in first and deal with them. That's what this is doing. It's making it. It's
a triage system, as we would say in medicine.
Exactly, a triage system. That's exactly it.
Can I ask you, Tom, because I was just saying to Shane there earlier on when we were talking about that we were going to be discussing this with you, that, you know, changing legislation is all very well and good, but in some ways I do believe that we have to change our mindset here as much as anything else, and that sometimes the naysayers, like 15,000 people would say, oh, this is a brilliant idea, and four people would say this is a rubbish idea, and we still have to give the same kind of weight to the four as the 15,000, that we have a sort of a can't-do attitude and we often see the reasons not to do something. Am I being unfair with that assessment of how we view delivery of things?
No, but I do think it's changing. I do see a sea change, and people are beginning to realise that these things, that they must happen, that you can't make the famous omelette without breaking the eggs. And I do see that. But I've been at lots of oral hearings, like public inquiries over the years, where five people show up and they call themselves, we're the friends of X, Y or Z, and they purport to represent society. They don't. So what this Act is saying is that sometimes which is the Planning Act all about, it's about the common good overrides the views of certain one or two people every so often. And it has to be done. It's a democracy. You listen to people, but you have to prioritise what's important. So you can't have 1,000 people held up in a housing scheme because three people don't want a new fence created around the back of their house or something, you know, some kind of thing that doesn't make sense. And it's just saying, it's not saying that you just ride roughshod, it's just making sure that you've got priority and you put in place the enabling infrastructure that allows all the dependent infrastructure like housing, etc. to happen.
Yeah. This bill, had it existed, Tom, previously, would it have change things, maybe like the time frame, do you believe, for delivery of things like the National Children's Hospital or the Galway Ring Road?
Fundamentally, if you look at all these strategic development zones in Ireland, we've got 11 of them. Not one of them is complete. They were designated 25 years ago. Not one of them is complete. They're supposed to deliver 46,000 houses. They haven't, because in lots of cases, take Clonmacnoise in Navan, for example, a report came out in 2004 said we need to build a bridge across the Boyne. It took till 2023 for it to happen, because people are great at designation and very bad at delivery. And this is saying, if we have to deliver development, we can. The designation is all great and important, but you must put in place all the enabling piece of infrastructure and the activation pieces that you need to make it actually happen, as opposed to just talking about it.
Okay. Look, thank you very much for joining us. You're giving me a degree of hope in all of this. We do appreciate it. That is Tom Phillips there, the Managing Director of Tom Phillips and Associates, an Adjunct Associate Professor of Town Planning in UCD.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
With Kia.
Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.